This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W29CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers, broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Army post in Georgia that was previously known as Fort Benning and changed to Fort Moore is now Fort Benning again. ABC Stephen Portnoy explains.
The change from Fort Moore to Fort Benning appears to restore a name Congress retired 4 years ago. But rather than honoring a Confederate brigadier general, the Benning now being honored was a hero of World War I. Corporal Fred Benning was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his action in France in 1918. This change follows a similar move by Defense Secretary Hegseth to rename Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The Bragg, whose name is now on the sign, was a recipient of the Silver Star for his service in World War II.
Officials reporting at least a dozen new cases of measles in West Texas. The head of the state's health department says there are now 158 cases. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that he's deeply concerned about the outbreak. Health officials now warning travelers a child with measles passed through New York's JFK Airport. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense. Part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothy Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Nora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Nora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Nora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A rain chance for the overnight. Lows near 40. South winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. A rain chances persist into Tuesday. Highs of the lower 50s. A light southeast wind. Rain and some blustery winds going into Tuesday night. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we are back, going straight to the phones. We've got Joe from Portland, Oregon. It's a little disrespect for me to call him Joe because I know this caller. Pop, go ahead.
Well, I am calling because I think there's some underreporting on the Zelensky debacle last week that has great significance. And this is there was an almost immediate response from Russian media praising Trump and saying how wonderful it was and condemning Zelensky. And that was possible because there was a TASS reporter in the Oval Office when it went down. TASS is the Russian media that is controlled by the government. And what that tells me is that is almost irrefutable proof that what happened when Vance went after Zelensky and became the contentious dispute between the three of them, when that went down, was planned and part of a long-term strategy designed to continue to seek the love affair between Trump and Putin, and to get us out of helping Ukraine. And the other thing that is underreported, which is really depressing to me, there is a WIC poll that they polled. They took 1,000 people. The appropriate percentage of Republicans and independents and Democrats played 11 minutes of that debacle to them and asked their response, and a healthy majority thought that Trump and Vance did a good thing, which just scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. Well, Dad,
what it tells me is there really is a growing Trump cult that is dominating Republican politics.
Yeah, no, that's been true for a while. But thanks for the call. We'll be doing News with My Dad in full throated fashion tomorrow on Tuesday Newsday. Love you, Papa. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for giving the task story. I'll give a little bit more off air.
Have a good one.
All right, take care. Well, I will be on air. He will be off air. So TASS, Russian state media, did gain access to the Oval Office during the press conference. There's conflicting reports. The White House says, but yeah, they got in there, but then we let them back out. It wasn't supposed to happen. They sort of snuck in. That's its own problem, right? Like, it was snuck into the Oval Office. It was supposed to sneak into the Oval Office, but it's incredible. But the fact that Reuters and the AP weren't allowed in the press pool during that time, let me say again, Reuters and AP weren't allowed in the press pool during that time, but that Russian state media was allowed in, that should send pretty significant signals. That should send pretty significant signals. And yes, two things. One, everything that Pop said about now how it's being reported in Russia, and that, and also that, yeah, this was cooked up so that they could get a response. And I want this in our strategic brain. If I had a Christmas wish, and I know Christmas was a while back, but if I had a Christmas wish, it is for a strategic pro-democracy movement, a strategic progressive movement, one that gets ever and ever smarter and ever, ever more strategic. That doesn't mean scared. That certainly doesn't mean sitting on its hands. It does mean thoughtful and intentional. Too often the word thoughtful means slower. I don't mean slower. Very often I mean faster. I mean strategic and smart with objectives in mind, tactically sound. That's what I'm urging. And recognize that much of Trump's game is to pick a fight. It's much of his game. Because think about that phrase. Pick doesn't just mean, there's a fight's going to happen. Pick means choose. Choose a fight. And he picks the fight so he can focus the attention. This is going to seem way off topic, but I got to say it. Years ago, I remember Eminem did an anti-Trump rap. And it was pretty skillful. It was pretty courageous, right? And this is a guy who was from the 8 Mile, from a voting district in Detroit that has consistently predicted presidential winners for a bunch of years. It is a bunch of poor white people, and poor white people have fortunately, unfortunately, been an interesting predictor of presidential elections over the last bunch of years. And here comes Eminem from the 8 Mile, who lambasts Trump, making a video to do that. And Trump, of course, Trump always hits back who hits him, right? Trump always, anybody after goes up to Trump, he has to go back. Certainly if they're high profile, got to go back at him, right? Whether it's Taylor Swift or whether it's a Democratic elected official, whether it's the leader of another sovereign nation, he's got to hit back. After Eminem did that, Trump was crickets. He was crickets. The last thing he wanted was to pick that fight. I've thought about it ever since. At least two reasons. One, because who wants to get in a battle of words, one of the great crafters of battle of words of the last time? I wouldn't get in a verbal sparring match with Eminem. That's one. Trump was scared of him. The other was he didn't want to highlight that. He didn't want to highlight a relatively young white man from the 8 Mile, from outside of the center of Detroit, criticizing the president. Trump picks the fights. He picks the fights. So we've got to figure out what fights we want to pick. What he looks for is provocation. They wanted to make Zelensky look bad. They wanted to give themselves an excuse to do what Putin put Trump in office to do in the first place, was to help him gain power and gain territory and gain coastland in Ukraine, gain minerals, gain farmland. So, all right, let's go back to your calls. Clay from Vicksburg, you're on the air.
Hi there. I just wanted to say first that your dad seemed, I think he's spot on. I mean, I hate conspiracy theories, but damn, that's, you know, what you said too about the press corps, AP not being allowed, but this guy got in, that just seems very odd. But I think you are spot on about your comment about the, we want to act like, we want to show, have our leader, our representative show to be the kinds of people that people will look at them and say, that's the kind of person I want in office. You know, I think that's a great point. And then I also wanted to ask your opinion. What would you think about any of these news organizations that have any kind of integrity that are in the press corps to just not go, because they're not going to get anything but lies anyway. So why bother?
This is
show up. I wonder.
No, I appreciate that call and I appreciate the suggestion. This is the kind of protest. Thanks so much for your call. And thanks so much for your call in Vicksburg, by the way. Keep spreading the faith. So this is the kind of protest. This is the kind of boycott that I think makes eminent sense. It's got a moral underpinning. And I think that's really important, right? You don't just protest for show, and you don't just protest on emotion. You protest with a moral base, and you protest thinking about who you want the enemy to be and who you want the face to be, who you want the folk, where you want that focus to be. And the media should be saying, if you are going to understand that it's not, and by the way, Jane Meyer from The New Yorker, if you want to listen to somebody, listen to her. She is consistently demonstrating good judgment about this stuff, and she understands the gravity. Stand, and they have got to stand against it. I think that is the kind of thing. Not just relying on politicians, but relying on people with other kinds of energy power. Last word to you, Clay.
All right. That's pretty much it. I'm glad that you think that might be a good thing. I just think the more you're
smarter, strategic, more tactical, progressive.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's not your fault.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
800-378-3315.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it. Doubling the impact from families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference.
But guess what?
Drop
That's
off your
exactly
donation at Julie Karen State Farm.
Your human brain
Together,
only has the capacity to focus on one
fuel
thing at
every
a time.
Morning.
So
like
when you're behind
neighbor,
the wheel,
State
keep
Farm
driving
is there.
Your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
March 15th at the Phoenix Center in
Richland. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity. In one year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Or Saturday.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people who work at our Veterans Affairs Hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Through the darkness, try to stay awake. But this coffee that I'm drinking ain't strong enough to shake the rain inside.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Because it's 12 o'clock in Texas. It's the dead of night for me.
Satisfied with the hopes, but it's a dead night.
You can trust. You can see the good. Look, you're still turning down. You're still down.
corporate subsidy. We need to lift the cap to $1 million for Social Security. We need to call Trump out as he screws up. Today he let 800 National Oceanic Weather people fire them today. Another thing is Tesla stock.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday.
Nationally on all foreclosures and evictions. If the Democrats could unite behind this, this would
I could tell they were nervous when they saw me at the service. And the preacher asked if anyone had anything to say. When they said I do, I jumped up and said thank you. Cause my alimony just stopped today. Rub-a-dubbing in my tub. He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV. He's scratching my dog's head. He thinks he's got a G on. Right down to his knees.
So much more important. Why did Donald Trump go to Houston in 1997
and start pushing against American foreign policy in favor of Russian foreign policy?
This has been a long time coming to Russia
to regain every morning he gets up, fires up my old truck. He used to work one job, thanks to her now he's got two. I don't even let him believe that he stole her from me, but one day I'm gonna send him an
old
rub-a-dubbing in my tub. He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV. He's scratching my dog's head. He thinks he's got H-E-R right down to a T. But he's just the next thing my old used to be. He's rub-a-dubbing in my tub. He's sleeping in my bed. He's watching my TV. He's scratching my dog's head. He thinks he's got a G-R right down to me.
Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 1325.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
This is news from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25%. on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants into the U.S. The fallout for U.S. consumers? Broad. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels, and the majority of that comes from Canada.
Products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay character given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated six times and won five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Join this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Cummings with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers had the lead at halftime. Lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive. That was the two things that we didn't do well enough. When you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense. Part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. Badgers advanced to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. Sports, I'm Mike.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A rain chance for the overnight. Lows near 40. South winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour. A rain chance is persistent into Tuesday. Highs in the lower 50s. A light southeast wind. Rain and some blustery winds going into Tuesday night. Right now it's 45 degrees.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to great things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Statistics
show. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I have a big morning.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The first time seeing my son.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan and filmmaker Craig Kinnett, who joins me in the studio. That's right, folks. He's going to fight green light traffic. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
part of my special discount. I got you. 20% off your first order. That's right. I got you. 20% off. Just use code Tom, T-H-O-M, fieldofgreens.com. That's code Tom, fieldofgreens.com.
To his wife for standing beside me through the hard games of my life.
I made a bold claim we were going to clear the board. We're going to get all these wonderful people shall to fill the room with their intelligence down after the speed route. So I'm talking shall so fast, I'll visit Patterson.com. Janelle from Denver, Colorado, you are on the air.
Yes, good morning, Jefferson. Getting ready to march tomorrow at our capital here, and I want to know what kind of messaging would be more of a unifying. I mean, we saw thousands of signs, everybody saying, you know, everyone's protesting something. And I want to know what we can do to maybe get a more unified message across. You know, if you have any idea.
I like thinking about you. And Janelle, I don't just mean you. I mean, if I'm you, I like to think about you. That's why I like Trump is bad
shall
for you.
I make a sacrifice?
Not that Trump is bad, Trump is bad for you. And that's tell me, Lord, so I'm going to have to be about Trump. I think I would focus on tearing down public structures.
Then you're bad
for you. Tearing down stuff that protects you against the earthquake, which, by the way, is the price of eggs, and that is Trump's fault. Firing people who protect our oceans.
Never
firing people who protect us from planes crashing in the sky. Tearing down. It's bad for you.
Then you
get out loud and try to answer your question.
No, I won't
mind that. They're tearing down America.
Then you
turn on the government. Firing employees are tearing down America.
All the trends.
And it's not just turning down America. Tearing down America is bad.
Never.
I love it. That was great. We'll make a sign.
All right, Janelle. Thanks so much. You got it. Let's go to Early. You're from Hillsborough. Go ahead, Early.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Early Pennington, and I'm from the Philippines, and I'm now a
citizen of
the United States. I am a veteran
Illinois
of the
Central Monday.
Ferdinand Marcos, who ruled the Philippines for 15
cars and 15 restless riders. Three conductors,
we were out on
25 sacks of men. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Trains that have no name, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America. Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city.
Every day.
I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Thank you so friend Ben Fain started a peace vigil.
Any appointing, no one can
just annihilate
score.
People in Ukraine without consequence. And did, and
as
then we held that vigil aside the road, and it went on for years. It went on for years until we pulled out of Iraq. So early, thank you so much for that call.
And the sons of Pullman porters
from Texas,
and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel.
I'm telling you this. I was born in Germany.
Mothers with their babies asleep, rocking to the gentle beat and the rhythm of the rails is all my feet.
Encourage Democrats in the Capitol.
Good morning.
Is what my gut says. People are going to be tuning in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And that would be the first step for Democrats to say, we care about the people,
sir.
We do not care about what you have to say. That would be a start. That's my only gut instinct based on what I went through in Germany. That's all.
Monica, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for being part of this community. Let us go to Tom, one of the most patient listeners in the world. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I think what the Democrats have to do, rather than,
I will be there.
push back a little bit on the abandonist. I agree that there needs to be a louder call and a focus on middle class economic policy, including skilled trades, and not only Teamsters, also longshoremen, etc., also plumbers, pipe fitters, etc.
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. And it's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
On inflation.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
For organized labor.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. You do have to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Joan Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JoanChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news. We can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Joan Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
All of the women I've loved in my life, I love my wife.
Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, you don't need a car anymore. Donate it, money or not, to the United Rescue Foundation.
The same,
they
no matter what they claim.
And give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want just to save more lives through early detection by offering women free, low-cost, less-screening exams.
Todd Allbus Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week. And then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the four main things to help us balance. How I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine it. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place called home. That's an American dream, officer.
But in 50% of U.S. states, you can legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and Love Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store and listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Woke up this morning.
First time seeing my son, I feel like my life is a one. He's really the definition of life. Why he loves body.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
DHL Express and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates of 100,000 companies. In fact, over 130,000 companies. Grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for years and customers for life. Calm the chaos on the day we with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation
death
today.
Do us part. Yeah, that was what I said.
Sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com.
Since I made that vow, the love I felt for you is so much deeper.
I hope you are on the air. I'm good to hear your voice.
Well, this is a whole life heard added up. When the family sings, $300 billion sequestered in Russian assets made in Europe, and the proposal is,
they might as well go on and tell us both goodbye.
If you find aid in Ukraine, that would be a big problem. It would cost us the Europeans
extra money.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I will say to
air I breathe, the reason there's life in these
stopping in Ukraine has anything to do with money.
So I've made up my mind.
Only now, and for those
girl,
people
if
who
it's your time, they can dictate
to what's happening. What just happened?
Just carve one
to Israel.
Cause without you here,
sent to Israel.
I won't last long. Your love's a blood.
I'm going to get the Kenyatta before they break Jordan. Thank you so much. Kenyatta, you're on the air.
Thank you, Lee. Something I haven't heard anyone figure out. Great.
Surely the good
there's a certain point where he takes his right hand and actually backhands
without you here, I won't last
to President Xi.
Your hands of blood run through these veins.
I dealt with them my whole life, and there's one way to deal with them, and they've got to be smashed in the mouth. And until the American public realizes this, this guy's got to keep seeing the world in this country.
Good call, Kenyatta. Yeah, Donald Trump is a bully, and he's bad. Thanks so much for the call. Thanks so much for being part of this community. We'll be right back after this.
In this town all it up after the sun goes down. Say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in pain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. I ain't anywhere close to time. Your kiss has got me wild. Girl, you got me beat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again?
Sold over 5 million.
No name, way back in the slow lane. Gotta drop it, Jupiter, bounce just like some old train. We'll be rolling down the window, bet you were catching our second wind. We don't let it go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Stars are turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know
you're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hank Seth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday's Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Gene Chwaba.
I'm very excited. It's my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Wiley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV. And I call it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies and we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you calling out to a gynecologist? Jeez, come on.
Nightlight with Peach Wama. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Battle. At the stroke of midnight, the Trump administration officially kicked off a trade war with America's biggest trading partners. Tariffs now officially in place.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico.
And an additional 10% on goods from China. Trump blaming those countries for not doing enough to stem the flow of drugs and migrants. The fallout for U.S. consumers? Wrong. Gas prices are expected to go higher. Oil industry expert Jay Young.
We produce about 13, 14 million barrels a day in the United States. We still consume 20 million, if not 21 million barrels a day. We need 7 million barrels. And the majority of that comes from the
products like auto parts and groceries could also see their prices skyrocket. President Trump Monday ordering a pause on military aid to Ukraine. On the same day, Russia stepping up attacks. A Russian drone damaging energy infrastructure in Ukraine's Black Sea port of Odessa.
A good chance of scattered light rain.
This is ABC News.
For Tuesday, 52.
Defense Secretary Heath Hegseth says the Army post in Georgia that was previously